We go right out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line, NFL director at fansided.com. It's Matt Verderam. How you doing, Matt?
I'm great, guys. I'm moving, so I apologize for being a little late, but I'm here and I'm ready to talk.
Good. Awesome. Well, good luck moving. I know how tough that is, but let's get to the tape. Patriots offensively against the Texans, also the Texans offensively against the Patriots. They didn't move the ball either. What did the tape show you? What did the tape say about that one?
I thought, you know, New England was really straightforward. A lot of times New England will do things you don't expect, but in this game, they looked at it and said, they probably have to go to Gronk early and often. That's exactly what they did. They didn't mess around. They got the backs involved. I thought Burkhead had a nice game. They ran the ball off tackle with him. He did a nice job. Look, he's never going to throw up huge stats. He's probably never going to be a guy rusher 1,000 yards. But when he's gotten the ball for them, he's been effective. Saw that in week one. And I think ultimately, look, New England knows that they're challenged outside. They're going to have to scheme Gronk open. They were able to do that. He had a big day. Ultimately, it was enough offensively. And defensively, I thought they played it well. They allowed Miller to gain some yards on the ground, knowing that, hey, we're going to make it tough on Watson. A lot of nickel and dime looks. And they were able to force them into some mistakes. Obviously, Watson only 176 yards and a pick. So New England did a nice job out coaching Bill O'Brien and his staff, and it resulted in a pretty easy win.
One downer, Matt, was Chris Hogan. One catch. I mean, why was he so ineffective, and does the same thing happen Sunday?
Well, you know, I think it will happen again Sunday, and the reason being is they're facing some very good corners, and Hogan's a guy who they like to move him around. They like to move him inside and outside. The problem is with both Houston and Jacksonville, they have good corners everywhere. And so I think you're going to see another big Gronk game. Jacksonville is not great against the tight end, at least compared to how good they are outside with Ramsey and Boye. So I would think that, yeah, it's going to be a tough day for Hogan. I would expect Dorsett to have a tough day because Jacksonville forces you to go away from your receivers. Now, the good thing is for New England is they're built to do that. That's fine by them. They're one of the few teams in the league that their best pass-catching weapon isn't a receiver. So I do think Hogan will have a tough day because I just think ultimately he's a guy you're going to have to scheme open more often than it's just a one-on-one. He's going to beat his guy. So I think it's a tough day on Sunday, but I do think they'll move the ball.
Man, I've called all off season for Josh McDaniels to be creative with the play calling. I thought because of the lack of big names, they could actually do that. We saw Cordarrelle Patterson on some jet sweep stuff. We saw some good scheming with both James White and Rex Burkhead on the field at the same time. What do you see from Josh McDaniels? Because I think he's going to be a big part of helping get that offense going on Sunday.
Yeah, look, there's no question. And McDaniels is one of the best in the league at that. That's why they didn't want to lose him to Indianapolis, and ultimately they lucked out and he stayed. But look, with Jacksonville, when you play them, they have the best defense in the NFL player by player, maybe along with Minnesota. I mean, those are stacked defenses in both the front seven and in the secondary. So I think if you're New England, and you're McDaniels in particular, you have to find ways to create a second of indecision. And that's something that a jet sweep does. The screen game can do at times. But Jacksonville is an extremely aggressive defense. They like to come after you. They want to get upfield. They want to create pressure. We saw that against the Giants. I would expect that they'll continue to do the same. They are who they are. Look for White in this game to be utilized a lot on screens, on quick hitters on the outside. They're going to move them around. And that'll counterbalance some of what we've seen in the past with Jacksonville, where they just get up the field and they create pressure immediately.
Matt Verderam, NFL director, fansided.com, with us every Thursday here on the Huddle on 101.3 The Game. Last week I told you I was excited about the Patriots pass rush. You laughed at me and told me I was overstating it.
Wow.
A little bit. They dominated.
Wow.
Last week. Is that because they were good or because the Texans were awful up front as you predicted they would be?
You know what? I thought they were a little bit better than I thought they would be, to be fair to New England and to be fair to you. I do think, though, Houston has an abominable offensive line. They're not good. Central Henderson went out in the middle of that game. They had to bring up a backup right tackle. Central Henderson's not good to start with. So when you're bringing in his backup, you're in a lot of trouble. Look, this obviously will be a little bit of a tougher test. Jacksonville doesn't have a great offensive line. They did bring in Andrew Norwell from Carolina. He's an all-pro guard. You know, so they're strong on that side. But, you know, Jacksonville has his weaknesses. Cam Robinson's a big tackle. He's not the fastest guy foot-wise, though, so if you can get the edge on him, you usually can get him. I think ultimately New England, better job than I expected off the edge. This week, a little bit more of a test.
Matt, you a T.J. Yeldon fan. How much will they lose if they go with Yeldon over Fournette?
Yeldon is a good player. I like him, but they will lose something. But Fournette is a very fast guy for his size, over 220 pounds, a big physical back who can scoot. Yeldon is more of that change of pace type of guy, the guy who, in a perfect world, Jacksonville is going to get him 7 to 8 touches. He's going to kind of mix it up in the passing game. But without Fournette, yeah, it's a loss because he's the kind of guy who break a tackle or two and make a play, where Yeldon, not so much.
Matt, what do you see on the tape about Blake Bortles? I mean, has he become just, I guess he's always sort of been a game manager, but, I mean, it just seems like he's mired in mediocrity, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better.
I think he'd be thrilled to get to mediocrity. he's not a good quarterback. But the problem with Bortles is he throws too many picks. He threw one against the Giants. He could have even thrown more. And if you look at that game tape, everything is very structured for him. He cannot, look, if they give him one read and that's covered, then it's a problem. If Jacksonville would be thrilled if he just throws the ball away after that first read more often than not. So with him, it's a lot of safe stuff. It's a lot of scheme stuff. You're not going to see him go from first read to second read and then hit his third read 15 yards down the field on a corner. It's just not going to happen. So if you're New England and you can take away the underneath stuff, if you can take away his first read, you're in pretty good shape because he'll throw the ball into some spots that he shouldn't.
Matt, let's go to the Giants, who did play the same Jaguars defense. What'd you make of Eli Manning on film? A lot of rhetoric about him this week. How did he actually look?
I thought he was okay. There were a couple times I thought maybe he could have hung in a second longer, a split second longer, and made a play. But look, you know, he gets bombed all the time because of his interceptions, and he throws a pick six, and ultimately you can say, well, that's the difference. But if anybody was watching that game, he had no chance. Look, Eric Flowers at some point here has got to get benched. He has to get benched. I don't care who's behind him, what they think of him. Anything is better than Eric Flowers. Eric Flowers on tape is comical, and it's not going to get better. I mean, we're going on years now of this, and it's the same problems that show up. I thought Manning was fine. Look, they along with Minnesota, Jacksonville's got the best defense in football. So I thought the Giants were okay. I think the Giants would be a lot better this week because I think the Cowboys are mediocre at best. But Manning represented himself okay. Could have been a little better, but not his fault why they lost.
And what do you see from Saquon Barkley? We know he had the big run. He also was limited outside of that 68-yard run. Dan Patrick said on our air that he thought he danced too much. He wasn't aggressive enough. What did you make of Saquon Barkley and his running style?
I'd agree with that assessment. Look, I think he's got to hit the hole a little bit, but that's something he's going to learn as a professional. Like at Penn State, you can do that a little bit more because you're probably more apt to make a bunch of guys miss who are never going to play in the NFL. In the NFL, it's one cut and go. You got to get up the field and get moving. You saw that long touchdown run, and that exhibited everything about him. His speed, his power, his agility when he made a guy miss along the sideline. I think he's got a lot of talent. I think he's going to be just fine. But yeah, I would agree with the assessment that sometimes a little less east and west and a little more north and south.
Matt, what about Dak Prescott? I had this guy in the preseason Hall of Fame a couple of years ago. Now I think he's a one-year wonder, one-hit wonder. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking he's more Andy Dalton than he is Aaron Rodgers. Look, and that's not a knock. It's not to say Prescott's not good. I just think Prescott is a product of what's going to be around him. Like, if they can run the ball really effectively, he'll play well. If the Giants can slow down Zeke and force him to throw the ball, to be fair to Prescott, he has nobody to throw the ball to. If they are forced to throw the ball, they're going to lose. They do not have the horses outside. The Giants can handle anybody they throw at them in the passing game. Alan Hearns is their number one receiver, and I would guess that most NFL fans couldn't even pick Alan Hearns out of a lineup. So, look, the bottom line is Prescott is good if he can get the play-action game working, if he can take a shot or two down the field. He does throw a nice deep ball. But he's someone who, if he's got to create a la Alex Smith, you know, very much the same style. If they have to create, it's trouble. And so Dallas has to get Zeke going early and often come Sunday night.
Matt, off our two regional teams, what was your biggest takeaway from week one? And don't give us something about your Chiefs.
Yeah.
We know Patrick Mahomes is in the Hall of Fame already.
Listen, we could do a whole segment on Mahomes. But that's a whole other story. No, I'll go away from that. I'll actually talk about a team that's not too far away from here, the Jets. The Jets really impressed me. I thought, in my predictions before the year, I picked the Jets to play meaningful football in December, but I didn't pick them to make the playoffs. And I stand by that right now. But you know what? They took it to Detroit. Now, you could also say Detroit just looked awful, which would be fair. But Darnold, after that pick six, I was really impressed how he rebounded. He played very well. That takes a lot of guts. He could have folded easily after that. He hung in there. The Jets hung in there as a team. They end up playing great defensively. Look, the Jets, I don't know what you're getting from them week to week offensively. They are going to be good defensively. And I think they're going to be a lot better than people think. I think they're a 7 to 8 win team. And if things break right, who knows? In the AFC, maybe they even somehow win 9 and get into the playoffs.
Wow. Look at you. Wow.
That's right.
Matt Verderam, NFL director at fansided.com. That's fansided.com. Always a pleasure, Matt. Enjoy the games this weekend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Thank